Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Happy New Year and welcome back to the Blue Collar BS podcast on this January 2nd. The new year of 2026, as everybody's going back to work, wanting to do nothing. So what the hell? Listen to the show, put your earbuds in, and let's relax. I am your co-host, Brad, along with the wonderful, amazing, fantastic Mr. Stephen Doyle out of Michigan. Go ahead, Steve. You are Steve, right, Steve?
Yeah, I am Steve today. Yeah, still Steve.
Just want to make sure it wasn't Stephanie as you're getting your let's go talk to France opportunities here to women's groups. So. Unfortunately it's November that we're recording this, but it is January 2nd.
Correct. So
what is your future plans for January 2nd as we sit here in November? Let's predict your future, Steve.
Predict my future. Friday, January 2nd, probably going to be doing a little bit of sports watching. Not going to lie.
We don't have anybody selected to record that day, so we won't be recording any episodes, so we won't have that.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, so, you know, it's more of a day that we are going to spend as a family, just relaxing.
How's your boss going to let you off? Are you taking vacation on January 2nd? Taking one day of vacation right away at the beginning of the year? What are you doing?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is it one of your carryover days or?
No, we don't carry over in my business. My practice, nope. Use them or lose them.
Oh, so you're going to take one out of the gate right away on January 2nd.
I'm taking one right out of the gate, setting the expectations strong. But I, you know, with this, you know, one of the things specifically is taking that time to celebrate with family.
And what are you... What are you celebrating?
It's just time with each other, honestly. Right? Our oldest is going away to, little heart emojis. You know, there's Steve with his empathy coming out right now.
You
got
to put the wings on it.
Put the wings on it.
You got to put the wings on it, right? So you can be a Gen Zer with the wings.
Are you watching TikToks?
Yeah, like what? With the wings.
Like, no. What kind of TikToks are you watching? Like my girls are not displaying any of that. No. That's okay. What you've been told.
That's what I've been told.
Maybe you need to watch different reels on your feeds then. But yeah.
Yeah, well,
that's what I've been lied to is what you're trying to tell me.
Just trying to be the nice guy here and just tell you. You're missing the mark. But you know, you keep giving your little hearts little wings and seeing where it goes. There you go. That's a little better.
Is that better?
Oh, throw
out. You're out of the wings.
Again, different strokes for different folks. You keep doing you.
Or do you want the fingers together?
All the fingers together. Just
finger. Yeah.
The wings. How do you want?
Thumbs up. What do you want?
Oh, thumbs up. There you go. That's all you got to do. Just thumbs up. It means so many different things.
It does.
It really does.
Yep. So what are we talking about today, Mr. Doyle, now that we've wasted our listeners 3 minutes on their Friday morning when they got into work at 6:30, put their earbuds in and decided to listen to our show and going, okay, guys, yep, I've got my update going on Windows 11. I got nothing to do. So they're listening intently.
One of the things I want to talk about, because we don't do it enough, honestly, is talking about celebrating those wins. You know, if we look back over the past year, look at all the accomplishments that you've done. Big, small. Most of the times we think of those big grand things. Like, yeah, I accomplished, you know, I was able to, you know, from a business perspective, I was able to increase, you know, my business revenue by whatever percentage you were able to increase it by. You know, which is great. That's fine. That's nice. Some people, not so much. They can't celebrate that win.
Sorry, I'm looking at the baby clip. Sorry,
right? For Brad, a win is he made a little baby clip. Like, okay, great. Nice little win there, Brad.
Oh, you look hilarious.
So
that's from last week. Hopefully you've already seen it if you're listening to the show.
Yeah, you'll understand. But what are your thoughts on celebrating wins, Brad?
I am 1,000% in favor, and that's typically how I start with all my clients, and they all go, oh shit, I didn't think about it, or I knew you were going to ask me that question. And then we start the conversation just through a conversation. It turns out into, oh wow, there's a lot more there than I thought there was. And it goes through, and here's the things, and here's what happened, and these three things that we thought were bad led to these things. And we try to get through those, you know, people, process, profits, whatever those things are along the way.
Right.
And their personal life as well. So as business owners, too often we overshadow our personal opportunities and wins from what transpired, right? Whether you're able to take that week of vacation, or you booked the cruise to Croatia, or you did the whatever. Yeah, it might be a struggle. It might be those things you don't want to tell anybody about, but it's still a big deal that, right, maybe you went down to Disney for Christmas and it was a pain in the ass and it was all those things. But you know what? You created priceless memories with your family while you were there. And and Mickey was in your pocket the entire time and you weren't smiling. And I get it, but it wasn't, they're always taking money Mickey out, right? Just taking money out of
your pocket. Oh, that's what you meant by always in your pocket. Right. I got
Mickey's
it.
Mickey's always in the pocket.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uncle Walt has his hands in your pockets the entire time you're there.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Right. And you go, oh, it was so expensive. So that, but then it's like, okay, but does it matter? Mm-hmm. It really matter at that point in time for those things. And usually it's like, no, it was the right thing to do and we'll deal with the repercussions later. And you find ways to go through that. And too often the wins they're not celebrated enough. They're not looked at enough and nobody's, you're not willing to put the timeline together for this is where it was, this is where it is. And you go, huh. And part of my job with the client is to help them remember those things along the way. Hey, remember in January when we were X, Y, and Z, this, that, and the other thing, and this employee or that employee or this customer or that job. What happened? Okay. And then it goes, oh, yeah, we did. Oh, here's that process improvement. Here's that new program. Here's the software implementation. Here's how we put AI into our system. Here's the quality check. Here's the new employees. Here's the new car that was purchased, my house, new home, wedding, whatever it is. Those are the things that's my job to put into context and recall and remember for them.
Yeah. So, what's your initial prompt that you're giving to your clients to get them to start the process?
What are your wins this week? And they usually,
I mean, other than that,
that is right. That is it. Because
it's that simple.
Oh. And it usually goes, shit, I knew you were going to ask me that question. And it turns into, okay, look at my notes from the last time we talked. So what happened here? And they're not thinking about it. And then we go, oh, okay. And then how do we turn that into a positive for them, even though it was a pain in the ass? But it's progress. And matter of fact, today on the phone with a client, his production guy has been sick. So he gets on the Zoom call. I see him and I can just see the frustration and anxiety in his face. I'm like, okay, what's going on? Well, production guy has been sick all week. My office person was sick as well. And I'm way behind and I got to get all these things done. Like, okay, cool. So what do you got to get done? Well, we're way behind on, and I'm way behind on the things I got to do. Well, what are you behind on? Well, I'm way behind on getting these orders processed. I said, okay, well, how many orders do you have to process? Well, 15 of them. I said, okay, well, what do you have to do to process them? Well, I got to do this, that, and the other. I'm like, hang on, time out. You're not behind on 15. So how many orders do you really have to enter into QuickBooks? 2. Okay, so you don't have 15 orders you're behind on. No. Okay, you're behind on 2 orders getting those entered. No big deal. Okay, cool. So what's next? Well, once they're in the QuickBooks, then we got to process and approve the material for purchase orders. Okay, and I got 15 of those. Perfect. Cool. All right, you might be behind on that. Okay, is there any orders that have to be placed that are already through material approval that she's out and sick and can do on Monday? Yeah, there's like 2 of those. I got all this design work to do. Okay, well, what do you got to do? Well, I got one job. We got these toolboxes that we got to remake, and I want to move the etching in the laser process to make it easier for the weldment thing. I said, so you have a manufacturing improvement project that you want to do, not a design project? Yeah. Okay. So if you had to send the parts out to the floor today, you could do that, right?
Yep.
I could do that, and you could make it on the fly. Yep. Oh, but the other one, I truly have to design this new roof structure for this thing they got to do. And okay, so you got one design project, and just tried to break it down for him.
Yeah.
To get rid of the overwhelm of, I got these 15 orders that are so fucking far behind that. No, you're not. You're boiling the ocean here, when the reality is you have these small things you need to take care of. And for him to get to think about those things from a winning perspective is important.
So if somebody said, I don't have any wins, how would you challenge that?
Usually I say bullshit.
Oh, that's simple, huh?
Yeah, pretty straightforward that way.
Pretty straightforward, huh?
I do work in the blue collar. See that?
Yeah. I mean, really,
not
that
as politically
simple.
Correct as you are, Steve.
As the person's just sitting there blankly staring at you after you've, you know, claimed BS, how do you help somebody get moving on that list?
I usually start with what happened this week or what happened last week, what's going on, and then they're starting to put their pieces of their own puzzle together for the week and go, oh. Like, or was that mom and dad decided to do X, Y, and Z if it's a family business. Okay, so is that a win or a loss? Well, 80% of it is a win. The other 20% is a loss because it went down the path that I wasn't thinking about for them. Okay, cool. Then let's take that 80% and call it good. So usually just getting to start talking about, well, what happened this
week?
What's going on? And like I said, bring up situations from a couple weeks. Hey, whatever happened with the quality problem with customer A, B, and C? Was that a change order? Was that a quality issue? Was that a result? What happened there? Well, Sam did the review. We and we got it fixed and we got a new procedure. Okay, well, cool. We turn that negative into a positive and we identify the risk so it doesn't happen again.
Okay.
So I get them to start talking about what's going on so we can drive the conversation to find those wins, as overwhelming as it might be. Because they're so lost in all of the day-to-day bullshit and all the rhetoric and here's what's going on and what's happening and my department's doing this and this sucks. And I really get them to try to focus on, whether it's the owner or a leader, on what is in their control and not place the blame of things elsewhere.
Right. So now you've got them started working on this list, and they're, you know, as we're working on this list for success list, what does that success list actually tell you?
They're doing the work.
Other than obviously the successes, but what does it really tell you?
For me, it tells me they're doing the work and they're moving the ball forward.
Okay.
Right. Depending on whatever the bigger pictures are, what we're trying to accomplish. Like one client there this year, this year was all about process. So it's all about, okay, did you get that recorded? Did you ask them to write it down so you can review it so everybody else can figure it out? Did you create the checklist for onboarding? Did you write just those things along the way, and those wins tally up? And then we're at this time of year right now, January 2nd, where it's going to be, hey, let's kind of review what all happened this year for that process. And they're going to go, holy shit, we got all these things done. Yep. You got all those things done.
So the reason I'm asking about that is, to me, there's a little bit more psychology behind listing out all your wins.
Okay.
So when you
enlighten me, Mr. EQ, self-proclaimed.
Yep. So as you're doing this list, as you go back and you look at this list, I want you to look at your success list and really go, okay, I achieved all of this stuff. How did I actually achieve all of this stuff? So what you actually are doing is, you're now starting to program yourself, once you start looking at your success list, that I can take the action. I've completed these with determination, and I've completed these with perseverance. What it really is starting to tell you is that shit's possible.
Hey, Steve, let's talk about a newsletter, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about some things, Brad. Right? But what it ultimately is really telling you, joking aside, is that
I know.
I know you want to go here. We're not going to allow it today.
In the worst way, because the stones should be breaking the glass house.
There's a lot of glass house around here, let me tell you right now. We're in our glass gingerbread house. Right? But at the end of the day, everything, when you look at your success list, when you look at it, like, holy crap, we actually did a lot of stuff.
Correct. And given that we're here on January 2nd, and it's review time, mm-hmm. and too often it is the recency effect in reviews for both positive and mm-hmm. negative, right? So we just came out of the holiday season. We're coming back to work. And if you're an operations manager or shop floor supervisor and you didn't get the three jobs out that everybody, these are the three jobs that are going to make our year, and we got to get them out because we just got to get them out. This is going to make our year and it's going to be really mm-hmm. important. But if you got the other 15 things done throughout the rest of the year and those other attaboys that were the most important thing in March of last year, of March, mm-hmm. and the less things that were in June, all that other stuff all goes by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
And all that you're going to get talked about are the three jobs you didn't get out, the out at the end of the year that everyone was really hoping for, and the disappointment and all the other right. things. And it's going to be really important that you bring up in your review cycles, hey, no. These three things did not, this is not what made the year or didn't make the year. It was all the other stuff on the top, mm-hmm. right? Here's all the other wins that come along with this. Not just don't blame me for these mm-hmm. three things, but these are the other 10 things that we accomplished as a unit, as a team, or I did with my team, whatever that looks like. And when you do that on a regular basis
mm-hmm.
with your leader and or your team, or you do it on your own, you have that record. It makes that review time that much easier.
Exactly. So what are some tips you have for people? Like, where should they keep their success list?
I would keep it in notes on your phone personally, mm-hmm. as long as your phone. So that way it's your date.
Do you have yours in your notes on your phone?
Can we leave my house out of this?
I mean, my house has it. My house has my success list.
Well, good for you. Aren't you just the teacher's pet?
Well, okay, since it's not on yours, where do you keep yours?
So here's the thing. No, I'm being very, very transparent here for myself. I have, no matter what it's been, where it's been, how, whatever job I've had, putting things down and writing them down and going for, and saying, hey, this is all the stuff, has not been my forte, because I've been able to keep it in a mental capacity to know what was going on. Even when we had mm-hmm. four drag lines going on at the same time, to know what machine was going where, who had what and what status and all those other things, I didn't need a lot to know what was all going on. I was able to keep that all mm-hmm. in my head, very much there. That's a blessing and a curse. And
bullshit.
And what do you mean bullshit? Fuck you.
So
if my client said that, I'd say, okay, that's cool, but here's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, great. And the data would be there in the certain areas wherever the stuff was for my team members.
Mm-hmm.
But I could go retrieve it. I just don't record it when it happens.
Right.
Right. Because that's just the way mm-hmm. I have, it's just the way I've mm-hmm. worked my entire life. And I agree with
you. Yeah. You have a system. It works.
It works. And it's both a blessing and a curse. And it sucks when you got to do some things in your own business and mm-hmm. go, oh, shit, I wish I would have wrote that all down or had it. Yep. But it's, no, this is what happens. I could go through mm-hmm. with very little prep. I could probably go through each one of the client lists and go, okay, this is what happened here, here, and here, with a little bit of memory jogging along the way, and mm-hmm. be able to piece that together and go, hey, what about, did this, remember this? And they're going to go, oh, shit, I forgot all about that. And I'm going to have better memory of what's right. happening, because that's, right, the context and all that stuff is one of the things that mm-hmm. drives me and keeps that all together in my small but active brain.
Okay.
So all I right, agree I'll with you it. That it is bullshit, and yes, it's there, but for me, that's what works.
Yep.
In all my right. mastermind group every month, I have to report out on, you know, what's going on, what the wins are, what does it look like, what's my monthly mm-hmm. number. And, you know, my monthly number is typically between 4 to 6. They're like, what do you mean 4? I'm like, but 10 is unachievable in my mind. So it's like, okay, so why would I say a 10 if 10 is
unachievable?
Right? 10 would be this week I win the Powerball tomorrow night and I don't have to worry about it and life is good, right?
Right.
That would be a fantastic 10. That would be a great month. But the likelihood of that happening is slim to none. Mm-hmm. Got to buy a ticket first, so I got to do that today.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
All right. So for our audience, wrapping up the doing your success list for the year, by them doing their success list, how does that transition them for the rest of 2026?
You don't have to worry about what you've already done, and you know where you can start building from.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you know as a construction company owner that onboarding, you hired two new staff members in February and they stayed through the end of the year, and you know that that was success. Okay, can you repeat that when you got to hire the next guy this year sometime in June or July? Can you repeat that success?
Right.
What caused that success along the way? And do I have a process in place or a system in place to create that repeatability?
Right.
So for me, then it becomes analyzing the, can I repeat those successes? Or were they random acts of kindness that created the wins?
Interesting. All right.
Now you're just being an ass. Interesting. Carry on.
Carry on,
MRF. What are you talking about?
Carry on with that lame excuse. Right.
Yeah. Interesting. Keep going. Come on. Let's have it.
No, I'm really looking at for, using that list as more of a catapult for what some of those things on the list that you achieved. They're small wins and some of them are pretty great wins that you have on there. So it's really using that and going, holy crap, if we did this, why can't we? So dream for what does 2026 look like and leverage what you've completed on that list as a stepping stone or a catapult to push you into some bigger goals for 2026.
Yeah, you get into the 12-week year principles and 10X principles and all those other things.
Absolutely.
There is no reason why, and so leaders, business owners, et cetera, you are coming in, it's January 2nd, you're going to come into the office on Monday, you go, okay, guys, we're ready for our 2026 planning session, here's our goals for the year, and you're going to put 7 things on the board. And everybody's going to go, 2 of those, sure, 5 of them, you're full of shit, and nobody's going to believe them because you just picked them out of your ass and said, these are good.
Yep.
Pick 2.
Yeah.
Pick 2. Because my guess is that of the other 5 that were on the list, they are subsets for the other 2 to be successful.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to raise revenue. Cool. It doesn't matter to anybody. Tell me what the goal really should be. We want 12 projects of X, Y, and Z dollars. Perfect. Go with that. Because top line revenue doesn't mean anything to anybody other than you.
Yep. 100%.
Right. So reframe your goals so where it makes sense to people and they understand, your team understands what you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Brad, for this enlightening.
Oh, no. You're not getting off this easy.
Yeah, I am.
You're not.
Doing this.
Reel that back, because I have the power to stop recording or not.
You
stop
do.
Recording.
You are in the producer seat today.
So reel that back.
Reel it back. Where are we rewinding this back to?
Back to the list aspect of things, there, sir.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So. Spill the beans. Don't be holding back on our audience.
Spill the beans.
They got nothing else to do. They got nothing to do here on Friday, January 2nd.
Spill the beans. What am I spilling the beans on?
At 5:40 a.m. as they're listening to the show.
Spill the beans on what?
Don't give me your shit. We're not married.
You're right.
They seem like it, but we're not.
Okay. So what do you want to know about the list?
Give me, instead of just saying, well, that's interesting, let's just talk about it. Share your feelings and emotions. Share your information there, Mr. Doyle. Open up. Be a kind human being
about it.
You're so full of shit.
There's nothing to share. And I'll be quite honest, we've already moved on. That thought's gone.
There is some truth to that. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of truth to that.
There is a lot of truth to that. That thought is, that train has left the station. We're gone.
There are some truth to that with you. Yes. If it's not addressed right at the moment, it's likely not going to happen again.
Yeah, we're a great cornerback. We've already forgot the last play.
All 5-6 of you back in the corner.
That's right. That's right. We're all networking together.
There's truth in that one, too.
All right, fine. You're going to be that way. Then we can end
I
the
am
going to
be that way. I honestly, yeah.
I know. You forgot.
Yep.
I get it. It's all right.
So,
all right. Well, it's 6 o'clock in the morning now, roughly, post this release, and time for somebody to get to work because somebody's going to turn the lights on and go, what are you doing now?
Yep.
Doing here? Because it's Friday, January 2nd, and your office or your trailer or whatever, it's like cold, rainy, wet, whatever it might be, and no one wants to work today anyhow. So, what a better way to spend the show listening to spend the day and listening to us. Let's be honest. It's the 2nd of January after a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Who's really working today?
Sandwiched in between the holiday and the weekend.
Right.
Yep. Lots of productivity today.
Exactly. That's why you took your day of vacation.
That is exactly why I took my day off.
All right. Well, so, have an awesome day, sir, and we'll talk to you soon.
You as well.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.